Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day to wrap up the week with music and musings on the Amy Beth Berkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another crazy week, almost in the rear view. It's the first time we've done a Friday freeform show in a long time, but I got a very busy weekend ahead, so hope you got the social media misses and you're joining us live for Friday, October 7th. It's 3 p.m. out west. All right. Quitting time, 5 p.m. Central and 6 o'clock here in the East. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet Chat Box available should you find yourself joining us for the live ride. And Twitter, of course, is a 24/7 proposition at AB Rights. All being helmed by the talented Ever-Ready TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters. They're all raring to go for tonight. The big Mets-Padres wildcard series kicks off at 8 o'clock at Citi Field. And I apologize if you're rooting for another team. Check your local listings, as they say. Show, by the way, brought to you in part by Old Navy. It's time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by Dunkin'. America runs in Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorites, including the pumpkin spice lattes. They're back. Tis the season. America runs in Dunkin'. PopNet, it's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7, and featuring the Amy Beth Arkwee Show and those robust roundtables. One of a few rounds this week. And by the way, it's National Teachers Day. Yesterday it was National Teachers Day. Today it's National Smile Day. I love these days. But speaking of teaching, I learned something during these roundtables, and we did a show on Podstream. The nation has some issues. Not like we didn't know that before. But guess what? I think it's a teachable country, don't you? I hope so. Sit down. We got some lessons to learn. I'm the Amy Beth Berkley Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Long and she was a medal age dream, and that lady made Close now, this girl is half his age.
Don't stand, don't stand.
even stand so close to me, but if you smile, you might get extra credit. That's the end of the show. Maybe the Parkway Show.
That lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies, and I got proof.
Big, you go to town, you're all alone. When the sun is shining, This morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down, and one. And it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. Don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in the closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court, and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.
Ah, yeah, he's just trying to have him some fun. The late, great John Prine in the early days. I think that's from the debut album when he was just starting out as a wry singer-songwriter. Illegal Smile on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, wrapping up our Smiling Teacher set. And we also heard from a little snippet from Judy Tenuta, the self-anointed love goddess. The comedian with the accordion unfortunately passed away, sadly, yesterday at the age of 72. Love Is All Around, Joan Jett, putting her hardcore rock and roll stamp on the theme from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and who turns the world on with her smile. Indeed, smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth, undisputed truth. For Johnny Fever's Hangover, thanks for hanging with me live. I appreciate it. As far as teachers go, Don't Stand So Close from the Police, with a belated happy birthday wish for 71 candles on Sting's cake. October 2nd, and I guess that creativity and tantric sex thing is working out because he looks so great at 71. Former teacher, by the way, taught English for a while before he became big with the Police, back then known as Gordon Sumner, of course. And teacher, and Lulu, of course, doing Sister with Love from the theme song from that great Sidney Poitier movie. That is a special one for a couple of Cartier regulars. Bridget, with kind words via the PopNet chat box. You know I love playing with you in real time, my friend. You know I do. And Nixie as well. And Teacher, I Need You from Elton John, as we celebrate Teacher's Day yesterday. And I've had a whole bunch of teachers because I went to school from elementary through grad school. a cadre of really good ones, influencers, mentors, inspirations. And I have my share of clunkers and average and lackluster, like we all do. But a good teacher is really priceless and will last. The lessons will last with you, and the feeling they made you feel about getting excited about a subject or whatever will last you. And it, certainly, I've dabbled in it. It's not my true profession. I worked as a writing teacher while I was in grad school the first time around. I did a summer during that stint in Upward Bound, which is a program for gifted and underprivileged high school students, and I learned that was not my calling because I was not good at playing disciplinarian, I'll tell you that much. And I've done literacy volunteers, and of course in my creativity coaching practice, and I do a lot of writing workshops, but that's a little bit different, but I try to pay it forward with the lessons that I learned. But really, my hat goes off to anyone in the trenches, from elementary to high school, particularly the day-to-day, year after year, like my sister did as an elementary and middle school teacher. That's tough, because there's so much work involved, so many personalities to deal with, and the truly gifted ones and the dedicated ones, and some folks aren't gifted, but they're dedicated, and they work hard at it. They mean a lot, for sure. And the bad ones can have an impact, too. Not always a good one, but never mind that. Anyway, if you have a favorite teacher story, by all means, share with us. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505 for those tagging along for the live Friday, October 7th, Ryan. Facebook page, PopNet chat box available. Some folks are checking in, so I guess you got the social media misses. It's working, Trudy. Thank you. Dom, one of our hearty regulars, says, yeah, you're doing it during the week, and I like it. I'm driving home to your show. I'm glad you caught it, Don. Claudia says, love the combination. As usual, the great music keeping me moving on a Friday night. It's a treat. And Vince says, so no weekend show? Yeah, no weekend show this week because I'm busy. Man, I got a book event going on tomorrow, and I'm going to do some voter call-outs. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we go as well, but it's a lot of busyness. And I'm going to watch the Mets games. Fortunately, they're on at night, and I hope there are only two, and I hope we win them both tonight and tomorrow in the Wild Card Series. We'll see. I'll keep you posted all of that. Anything else coming on? We got to get to some more music because we got lots of it going on. Herschel Walker, you know that story with the abortion. We don't have to go through it again. We've talked about it all week, that he supposedly funded an abortion for a former partner who came forward and said that he also has one of his four children. He's got four different children with four different women, at least that we know of, and he hasn't been a father to any of them. He's got a son who is more articulate, frankly, than he is, who is very conservative. He's a MAGA guy, but goes on TikTok and is an influencer in the young sphere. He's a young, I guess, I don't know if he's a teenager or in his 20s, young guy. He came out blasting Herschel Walker, and that went viral for being a liar and not a good father and not a good family man. So now it came forward that perhaps the woman that he pressed to have an abortion, which he denies doing, he also has one of the kids with, and it was allegedly she claims he pressed her to have a second abortion. So, and all this only matters because he's a staunch anti-abortion person who wants to have a national abortion ban. Hypocrisy knows no end with the Republicans. They don't care. And they've come out and said it. You know, they don't even hide it anymore. They come out and say, there was some right-wing chick who has a radio show who came out and said, I don't care how many skanks he had an abortion with him, which is a lovely terminology anyway, by the way. I want to win back the Senate. It's all about power and control, and that's all they care about. From Mitch McConnell, Trump, all of them, that's all they care about. So, you know, say what you will, it's not good. Turning Texas Blue says, Home Depot, by the way, has donated $1.7 million to Herschel Walker. They must be high, and we're going to go to Lowe's. I like that. Randy says, the most important thing to know about Hunter Biden is the GOP just wants Herschel Walker to stop trending. Yeah, well, unfortunately, he's going to be trending for a while, but they don't care. And the question is, are there enough folks to get out there and vote? I think there are. I hope so. We got to mobilize. Keep doing it. Vote blue no matter who. I'm working calls for the Fetterman campaign. I hope calls for Tim Ryan's campaign. We can hang on to that Senate and increase our lead. And hopefully the same in the House. Otherwise, disaster city, as they say. Unfortunately, with some sad news in the music world, we lost an icon, really, a cultural fixture for decades. Loretta Lynn, the first lady of country music, passed away yesterday at the age of 90. And she really has been around literally. She started out as a teenager with her young husband, because she got married so young, getting her into show business. And she has been an influence in country music and music all across the board, worked a lot of crossover stuff with a lot of people, including Elvis Costello, who called her a fireball. Very groundbreaking, some of her songs. And one of her songs that she, I guess, wrote and recorded in 1972, it didn't get released by the record company until 1975, was called The Pill, about birth control and the freedom that it gave women. And it still was banned by a lot of country radio stations. Loretta Lynn, a groundbreaker indeed, and a country stalwart and an icon for the ages. I'm Amber Beth Arquisha.
and dine me when I was your girl. Promise if I'd be your wife, you'd show me the world. But all I've seen of this old world is a bed and a doctor bill. I'm tearing down your brooder house, 'cause now I've got the pill. All these years I've stayed at home while you had all your fun. And every year that's gone by, another baby's come. There's gonna be some changes made right here on Nursery Hill. You fed this chicken your last time, 'cause now I've got the pill. This old maternity dress I've got is going in the garbage. The clothes I'm wearing from now on won't take up so much yardage. Mini skirts, hot pants, and a few little fancy frills. Yeah, I'm making up for all those years since I've got the pill. I'm tired of all your crowing, how you and your hens play, while holding a couple in my arms, another's on the way. This chicken's done for up her nest, and I'm ready to make a deal. And you can't afford to turn it down, 'cause you know I've got the pill. This incubator is overused, because you kept it filled. The feeling good comes easy now, since I've got the pill. It's getting dark, it's roosting time, tonight's too good to be real. Oh, but daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill. Oh, daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill.
Sunrise creeping in, everything changes like a desert wind. Here she comes and then she's gone again. I'm going.
tangle inside. Don't care where they're born, they're growing up wild. The rain makes her thirsty and fighting to throw. Her mind turns to turns, dark as a storm. So her love has grown as sharp as a bamboo rose, like a real good woman. Nobody
get all up to you. The rain's got me thirsty, falling wasteful and slow. I'm a restless enough and so scared to go.
So her love has turned as hard as just a real good woman. Nobody knows.
Do you think she'll be happy out on the wind? Do you think she'll get halfway before it's raining again? Will she find that she's true when as hard as to be? Oh, will the notions she follows have all turned on me?
Once her love has grown as far as a bamboo rose, just a real good woman, no. Just a real good woman, nobody
crawling and one's on the way. I'm glad that Rockwell Welch just signed a $1 million pact, and Debbie's out in Vegas.
cooking up a brand new act. While the TV's showing newlyweds a real fun game to play. But here in Topeka, the screen doors are banging. The coffee's boiling over and the wash needs a hanging. One wants a cookie and one wants a changing. And
one's on the way.
Now what was I doing? Jimmy, get away from there. Darn, there goes the phone. Hello, honey. What's that you say? You're bringing a few old army buddies home? You're calling from a bar? Get away from there. No, not you, honey. I was talking to the baby. Wait a minute, honey. The doorbell. Honey, could you stop at the market and... Hello? Hello? Well, I'll be. The girls in New York City, they all march for women's lib. And better homes and gardens shows the modern way to live. And the pill may change the world tomorrow, but meanwhile today, here in Topeka, the flies are a-buzzing. The dog is a-barking and the floor needs a-scrubbing. One needs a spanking and one needs a hugging, Lord.
One's on the way.
Oh, gee, I hope it ain't twins again.
The great late Loretta Lynn on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, a sandwich of her songs about reproductive rights. That's for sure. One's on the way. And a beauty from Don Henley, along with Miranda Lambert and Mick Jagger from his great Cough County album a few years back, and Bramble Rose. Chris Stapleton put himself on the map as a performer. He was a songwriter national for years, but became an international sensation and a multi-Grammy winner with Traveler. And, of course, Loretta Lynn's controversial and groundbreaking song, The Pill, remembering the first lady of country music, the queen of country, Loretta Lynn, who died yesterday at the age of 90. Wow. The impact, I'll tell you, decades, as we said. On and on she goes. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show, Music Musings. A few musings coming over the transom. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you be joining us for the live Friday, October 7th ride. Facebook page, PopNet Chatbox available as well. And, you know, we talk about voting. Get your registration. Check your registration. This is very crucial because the window to register to vote, if you're not, in many states will be closing soon. So please do it and find out, make your plan for voting, whether it's to go to the polls, get an absentee ballot, whatever it is for you in your state, find out how to do it and do it ASAP. If you can, get involved in call-outs or canvassing, et cetera, please do. I'm going to do some more call-outs this weekend. It's important because everything is precarious and everything's important. And you see these crazy MAGA candidates trying to etch-a-sketch their way out of their extreme positions about abortion, like the guy Blake Masters and Arizona, who's trying to run against Mark Kelly and take over his seat, try to scrub his very extreme anti-abortion stances from his website. As now, I think in the debate they had yesterday, was kind of dancing around the big lie, too, which, of course, he was running on. So in the primary, they ran on it. Now they're trying to backpedal. Don't buy it. There's another guy, I forget the guy's name, who's running against Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire, who's trying to pull the same thing with the big lie. You know what they're about, regardless of whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or independent. Vote accordingly, because our democracy is precarious. I know the economy is sketchy. I know there's inflation worries. I know the oil prices are going up. I know all of that. And that's concern, and a day-to-day concern for people. But so is civil rights, reproductive rights, and the stake and the state of our free and fair elections and our democracy. Those things are important, too. So please make sure you vote. Vote accordingly, vote your conscience, and do the right thing. Good news on the, well, if you believe this stuff, I don't know if I do. Morning Consult, their poll, they say congressional Democrats lead the Republican counterparts by 5 points on the generic ballot of 49% to 44%. The past week has brought Democrats their widest lead on this metric since their tracking started in August. Okay, sounds great. Again, I don't trust the polls. Do what you have to do to make – I'm always skittish. I've always been skittish about polls, and certainly after 2016, you know where I stand. But the question is, how low can the GOP go? Weigh in. I'm here with Dr. Grisha.
Let's do the limbo rock. I wanted to apologize to humanity for voting for the Antichrist Obama.
The sovereign hand of God is upon Donald Trump.
I don't know much about crack, but it seems like a lot of crack.
Both President Trump and President Nixon were kicked out of office for doing exactly nothing wrong.
We don't have anything to apologize for. We all make mistakes in our life.
The word cult is a cop-out for people that are happy.
There is a group of world leaders who are a cult, and they're a satanic cult, and they're pedophiles, and they traffic children, they traffic people, they steal blood, they do sacrifices. That is not a conspiracy theory.
It seems like a real lot of crack, certainly for one or two people, but probably for a whole large group of people.
I would like to thank a great woman named Ginny Thomas.
The Biden administration is responsible, either directly or through proxies, for the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline.
We are going to push the broken windows policing that Rudy Giuliani pushed in the early 90s that turned New York City around.
Democrats want Republicans dead, and they've already started the killings.
Women are dumber than men. Women should be subservient to men. Women have no place in male activities.
The deep state, they have weather manipulation technology. They have DARPA. They know how to manipulate and create big storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, and these huge hurricanes always seem to target red states.
The FBI works with the Democrat Party to carry out mass shooting false flags so that they can actually push for gun control.
Why not abolish the VA?
The real person that must be held accountable for January 6th is the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Merrick Garland has done more damage to the credibility of the Justice Department and the FBI than any attorney general in history. You know, I've got a new book that's coming out in 2 weeks.
Show as he announced earlier this week that he will be pardoning those convicted federally of marijuana possession charges and urging governors to do the same. Political ploy? Will it get him votes? Let's hope so, but also will help a lot of Americans, disproportionately black and brown Americans, who are, you know, have a hard time with jobs, with school, with housing because of a misdemeanor or low-level felony count of possession. We're not talking about selling drugs, but possession of marijuana, which many states now have it as it's, you know, has been decriminalized or made legal. And, you know, it's just like prohibition with alcohol and so forth. I mean, it's a substance. I'm not a proponent of it per se. I have never really smoked marijuana, but I have had a couple of contact highs in college. That's a whole other story. Anyway, good for him for doing that. Speaking of smoking something, they're smoking something more serious than marijuana. It's something like loco weed or something, and the GOP, Lincoln Project, doing their mashup of all the craziness that ensued this past week and every week from the beginning to the end of the week. A lot of these GOP folks are saying some crazy stuff, for sure. Blue letter from Fleetwood Mac for Barry wanted to hear that one. That one was also for the belated birthday of Lindsey Buckingham, who celebrated number 73. Time goes by. A real star in that group, and, of course, solo as well. And speaking of birthdays, Chubby Checker doing a limbo rock. He had his 81st birthday earlier this week. And what is it going to take for this guy to twist his way into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Well overdue. Let's get him in there. Indeed. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Quick shout-out, not a lot of time today, but Lenny, Sioux City, Iowa, for the Inspiration to Action Challenge shout-out, said, I'm doing it. I'm writing seriously again. No kidding. I'm going to send it to you when it's done, whatever it is. I can't wait to see it, Lenny. Enthusiastic. I love those cryptic teasers. Please keep at it, and please keep us posted, indeed. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. If you need a little push in the right direction, let's start a creativity, coaching, counseling conversation. First one is on me. Reach out via the website, Amy Beth Arkowitz, A-R-K-A-W-I. .com. Hey, while you're there, peruse My Stories, the award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, great for Halloween, is available. There are goodies, too, and you can also chime in with guest suggestions. Big Story, Forgotten 45 requests. Indeed, we do have links to the podcast and social media connections, a one-stop creative shop. It's the website, amybetharkowee.com. So you can paint me a picture, an actual picture, actual painting, or paint one with words. Happy belated birthday to Don McLean, number 77, earlier this week, and here's one of his beauties, Vincent, on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen. Did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls,
frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, the silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, to how you suffered for your sanity, to how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never
down to the sea.
I love that version of the Jackson Brown classic, Rock Me on the Water, on the Amy Bethurkowitz Show. Kev Moe celebrating his 71st birthday on October 3rd. Same day, Don McLean put 77 candles on his beautiful cake with Vincent. Some great music. We jammed it in today, didn't we? Good stuff indeed. One final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. And by the way, don't forget all the shows are archived for podcast. Follow the Amy Beth Urquhart Show wherever you get your podcast. And be on the listen. Select editions, too, on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream. And we send out social media missives about my various appearances, by the way. And you can keep the conversation going. You can friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. All right. One final time around the social media horn. Big news today about Trump. The DOJ says he didn't return all the documents yet. They're still waiting. What's the deal with this guy and these documents? It's funny if it wasn't so daunting and crazy, if you ask me. But anyway, a few folks are chiming about that. Carlos says, vote blue, not Q, not believing in fantasies. Trump is going to jail. Never forget January 6th. I am with you, Carlos. Mark says, arrest his ass already. What are they waiting for? Trump is going to jail. Mitzi says, what does it take? He should be under the jail by now. What does it take, indeed? And on Facebook, we see Sherry Beasley, who's running for Senate in North Carolina, says breaking inside elections has just changed our race rating from lean R to tilt R. We have the momentum on our side to win, and people are starting to notice. Go, Sherry Beasley, go. North Carolina hasn't had a blue seat in a while, but you know what? It's about turnout. It's about getting the message out, so please do it. Please check your registration. Windows are closing in some states, so make sure. And if you can get involved, get involved. That's what I can say. Iris in Michigan says, hey, thanks for pushing it. I'm doing my part in Michigan to get going. Another tough bunch of races out here. Everybody has to do their part. Vote, vote, vote. Row, row, row your vote. Indeed, Iris, I'm with you. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, we'll keep on going. We'll keep on pushing it because we only got another few weeks. It's coming up. And by the way, I think they're having the new, the next January 6th committee hearing. I think on Thursday it's tentative. We'll double-check the dates, post it for you on social media, of course. Thank you, Trudy and Aurora in the booth. Thank you, ML headquarters from TCS, for keeping us moving. And thank you. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Urquhart Show. Have to leave you with one more from the Queen of Country, Loretta Lynn, the song that, you know, sums up her life and got Sissy Spacek an Oscar, Coal Miner's Daughter. Take care. You know I love you all.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mine, all day long in the field of hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light, and everything would start all over come break of morn. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime we didn't have shoes to wear, but in the wintertime we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling a hog, Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere. Never thought of ever leaving Butcher Holler.
Let the memory.